not mystery. I'm talking history for you feeling blistery. Tell me the pastry.
High Mystery.
Welcome, ladies and everybody else, to High Mystery.
High Mystery. Hey. High Mystery.
The podcast where we talk about mysteries while we're getting high.
Yes.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Leanne.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
I'm Colin.
And I'm Tristan.
Barf.
As you can always tell, or wait, I don't know why I said always. As you can tell, we are joined by wonderful guest and our returning friend, Leanne St. John.
Yay!
She's an incredible comedian, and we are so happy to have her here.
We also have...
God, I'm brilliant.
That's me. We also have Lou and an audience member. Lou's just chewing on a bone.
Today, like every other day, we're going to smoke weed and talk about mysteries. And if you haven't started smoking yet, why are you waiting? Smoke weed with us.
You're just being polite, Colin. They're waiting for us.
Oh, well, in that case, so sweet of you.
Yeah.
Rob's got something we're smoking. Tristan's got something we're smoking.
We'll smoke my honey swirl high hemp wrap.
Okay.
Packed with, I can't remember.
He doesn't? No. That's all right. It happens.
Yeah, I think it's Tahoe OG. If I'm
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I'll match your unknown weed with more unknown weed.
It could
make
be indica.
Up at the end. Do what I did. Make something up.
Sunset sherbet.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah. But mine is in the Twisted Hemp Wrap.
Mm-hmm.
This is the California Dream. I lied. It's the blue blue banana.
What are you guys trying to do to our audience? You're really jerking them around here. God, they want to know what weed we're smoking and what.
That's why they tune in.
We're going to be smoking something wrapped inside something.
And talking about something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just know that it's dank and
it
smells awesome.
Dank.
It's going to facilitate the THC and CBD getting into our bloodstream without, you know, intravenously injecting it.
All right, we may not know what weed we're smoking or what it's in, but we do know what mystery we're covering today. Leanne's cracking up at the thought of the mystery.
I was like, I'll get a simple one and a fun one, something that really means something to me. But I didn't get that. I spent a lot of time on the internet and just came up with the question of why does a McDonald's sell hot dogs?
I mean, that's where mysteries begin, with a question and unknown answer. I don't know why McDonald's doesn't sell hot dogs.
I don't know either. I didn't even know to think.
I mean, when you say it now, I do think, because it is like Americana food, burgers,
it
fries.
Seems like McDonald's is Americana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hot dogs, also Americana.
Oh, nothing more American.
Right?
Probably several things.
Cylindrical.
More
coming out your mouth.
I believe apple pie for one. The most American.
Yes, and Slim Jims, yes.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Baseball, you know.
Yeah.
What you got, Leah?
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, Ray Kroc, people say he's the founders of McDonald's, but he's not. He's the guy who stole the franchise from the McDonald's brothers, who were doing it well. He tried to be their partner, and then he just basically ended up pushing them out completely.
And still keeping McDonald's
and
as the name.
And still keeping McDonald's as he took the name, and the brothers tried to open just because they still had their original. They refused to sell the original McDonald's, and Ray Kroc was mad about that. So they opened. They kept their McDonald's location open, but they had to change the name, so they called it the Big M. So Ray Kroc opened a McDonald's right next to it and put the Big M out of business.
The Big M is so close to like Big M,
right?
For a McDonald's to be named, it's terrible. But it's
any
fitting,
fast food.
They deserve to get conned, stupid BMs.
I'm just imagining a lot of rainfall on the McDonald brothers, like just standing there next to their destroying location, just decaying, falling apart, and they're just crying, watching their name exceed them.
And it's only them, just the cloud raining on them.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
One
they
else.
Pick the stormy side of the street.
Yeah.
It's just like such an insult, though, to continue using their name. Like, you thought of it. We named it after you guys. I'm going to push you out. I'm going to continue using it.
It's pretty ruthless. Pretty cold.
That's branding, you know?
Right? Truth.
Yeah. And so originally Ray Kroc, who again is not the founder, but who stole McDonald's, the idea of McDonald's, and made the money.
You mean the Hamburglar of McDonald's?
Yes. The Hamburglar.
The original.
That shit. And he at first decreed that there were to be no hot dogs because hot dogs are mysterious. He's like, you can't know what's in there, which is crazy because it's like, I don't know what the fuck's in the beef.
It is I, Ray Kroc, and I decree that there shall be no stuffed sausages in my restaurant.
I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the video of how the chicken nuggets are made, but it's basically the same way they make hot dogs,
yeah.
But instead of putting it in a casing, and it's not pork, it's chicken, they just like squirt this like meat goop into a shape
yes.
of a chicken nugget.
Yep.
Do like a little mold.
Surely hamburgers are more just meat goop as well.
Oh, absolutely.
They're just patty goop.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about three different kinds of ground meat.
Right.
You know, so like when
yes.
you grind something down. But I think the big stigma with hot dogs is the association with the leftover parts. They're often made with lips, anuses,
mm-hmm.
ears.
I mean, some would argue the tastiest parts.
Yeah, exactly.
I do associate them with leftover parts, for sure.
Well, and you see now, like, that's becoming more like if you go to a fancy restaurant, like if you go to Le Gaton downtown
mm-hmm.
or something like that, they will serve you pig's ears. They'll just make them extra fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Rich people
I mean,
have been classically eating the organs and eggs and weird parts of animals forever and telling us poor people that
we're bad for eating hot dogs.
That we're not good enough.
Yeah.
It's like just because you grind it all up and shove it in a thing.
Now, has McDonald's never served hot dogs?
They have served hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
They have. So after Ray Kroc kicked it, they did introduce in like 95 some hot dogs at some Midwestern stores as a summer item. But also, you know, hot dogs, you need a separate thing to cook them. And they require separate buns. So they're a lot of work, I guess, for not a lot of
Not a lot of work in terms of, like, you and I in our home kitchen. But I guess when you're rolling it out across, like, 10,000 stores, that does change your restaurant a lot.
Is Wiener Schnitzel a thing at this point? Like, is that why they're just like, oh, well, Wiener Schnitzel's got the market on these wieners. We can't even touch those.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, and that's not when I was able to find the answer to. Because Burger King is trying out hot dogs right now.
Right.
Okay.
You can't get a hot dog that...
They're not good, he said.
Heard it here. Everybody knows.
He's
knows
about
them all. I'm trying
them all.
I don't know why you get any hot dog anywhere besides Costco. They're like a buck, and they're so delicious.
Like, he has good hot dogs, too. And Dodger Dale. Dogs are really, really good.
Yeah.
No, they aren't.
No?
I feel like I've been to a Dodger game and I thought, you know, I'm getting this dog is gonna cost me $17 because that's the way of the world. But it was garbage. It was like it'd been boiled in a sock. I mean, like, I thought it'd at least be Costco quality. Like, I expected to pay a ton of money for it. No.
He weighs in on the Dodger dog debate, and he is on board.
Welcome back to Who Let the Dogs Out, the only podcast where we focus in on which hot dogs are the best in LA County.
I don't like that. I guess I'm going to be fired
Dodger
up.
Dog versus Costco dog.
He's so mad about it.
I'm going to have to go to a fucking baseball game now again.
Yeah,
but let's find out.
Yours, you came on a bad day.
No,
somebody did it wrong.
Get one to trust yourself. You know, I think you were right. I've never had a Dodger dog, but I can tell you now they won't hold up to the reputation that this room has carried them with.
I'm not saying that they're amazing, but for a hot dog, it's
I'm
going to
throw
hot dog.
My hat in and Doghouse because they do bacon wrapped and the bun is the Hawaiian bread.
Well, now we're talking gourmet hot dogs. That's just
are we?
A totally
that's a fast
deal.
Food restaurant.
Well,
that's,
I mean,
I
would
say
it's
gourmet.
It is fast food, yeah. There is a chain.
But I mean, like, Wurst Kitchen. Wurst Kitchen downtown, and there's one on La Brea.
Lord. Are those hot dogs or are those sausages?
They're sausages,
both.
I would say. But I would.
Yeah,
somehow a sausage is fancier.
Is that a hot dog, not a sausage?
Yeah, hot dogs are the anus, is sausage
is the more legitimate parts of the animal. I
the anus
oh,
the
you're
sausage.
Right.
Sausage always has more girth, which is most important.
I think a hot dog is a sausage, but not all sausages are hot dogs.
And that's what made me wonder, too, is the girth. And because hot dogs are phallic, and I couldn't find any evidence of this, but I'm going to put it out there anyway. Once I went to a Popeyes with my uncle, and we were leaving, and he was driving, and he almost, like, drove into the oncoming traffic because he was trying to pop the top off of his drink. And I'm like, why didn't you just get a straw? And he's like, I don't know. I always thought, you know, straws were for women.
Okay.
Which is an insane thing I've never heard. But I don't know. Oh,
I mean, because they're phallic?
Because they're...
So
I don't know.
Is that what was the point he was trying to make? He's
he
like, I don't
didn't.
Put my lips on anything that looks remotely like a penis.
He didn't have any reasoning for it. He just was like, I don't... That's just how I always...
I guess maybe straws in the world of plastic things are kind of like flimsy and dainty. I don't know. Maybe that's why he would say it.
I was going to say this is one, like... Take like thing you have where it's probably a good thing. Like I'm okay with him not wanting to use straws for like environment sake.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
maybe
I
not
just
because,
wish it wasn't from
right.
some weird misogynistic standpoint.
Yeah, he's just afraid to suck on something that looks like a dick, and I've never seen him eat a hot dog.
Okay.
It's the connection that I'm making there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean,
I think it's fair. I think it's a fair connection, and I feel like I've heard that from you know,
yeah.
like. Guys who are afraid of...
I just feel like at that point, like, you're so afraid, it's saying more about, like,
yes,
you're too afraid to enjoy it, maybe.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
so afraid that, like...
My uncle's a mess.
Have you never seen... never seen him eat bananas?
Yeah,
or...
never. Probably broken up into pieces
no.
or sliced it.
In fact, he does buy single eat... like meals that he eats, but they're not, he hates, he doesn't want any of the like the low calorie, anything that says diet on it. That's why he doesn't drink Diet Coke. He drinks Coke Zero, which is honestly why Coke Zero came up with that. It's just
right.
Diet Coke for men. Because men aren't allowed to like the word diet. So
yeah.
he eats man dinners, like literally the hungry,
hungry
man,
hungry,
hungry
man
dinners.
I love
like
it.
He likes that the word man is in it.
God.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think he's not said the stuff out loud. It's just stuff that when I live with
right.
him, I observed and was like, I see you. So anyway, the only place you could get a hot dog now is in Japan for breakfast.
Whoa. In a McDonald's?
Boom. McHot dog. They're only available in Japan.
I love
it. And they're
breakfast.
A breakfast item.
I'm so glad they were super creative with the name. It's not even a McDog.
Yeah, right.
It's a McHot
hot dog.
You don't, you know, you gotta know it's hot. You
it kind of does make a little sense to me for breakfast,
breakfast.
Only because I think of like
breakfast
jam.
Sausages. And...
Well,
I meant it to be. That would be a scandal.
I don't know. I just think of spam for breakfast in Hawaii. Like
yeah.
they do that big time.
And
yes.
Japan
I mean,
definitely has more McDonald's options. When I went there, they had all different types of bagel sandwiches for breakfast.
Oh.
And they have like things that
we don't.
Yeah, well, that we once had, and then we just discontinued. But they just keep it going, I guess.
Maybe they have like the efficiency to like make it still like economically favorable where we can't figure that out for whatever reason.
When I went, they just had a placemat, and you pointed at the stuff that you wanted to order. You're like, I want that, no that, no that, and they just. They did it all there. You don't need to speak the language to order stuff.
Yeah,
that's
how
convenient.
Dare you learn
cool.
any part of the foreign language in the country that you're traveling to.
I mean, it's really good for
minds. Very good American.
Well, to be fair, he wasn't traveling there. He was there on deployment.
Yeah, and I was going into an American fast food chain.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to some gourmet restaurant and pointing at menu items.
Yeah, it's not like he was on his way to the president's house and didn't learn how to say mi hao or something.
That's Chinese.
You're right. You're right. I haven't traveled there yet. I didn't learn.
Fair.
I'm fully cop to being an ignorant American.
Do they have any presidents? No. Shinzo Abe is
no.
the prime minister.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Prime minister?
Oh, he really knows nothing.
Not, are you sure they don't have an emperor?
They do have that.
Okay. Because
the emperor just abdicated for his son. That was a big deal. Because he had to get special dispensation to do so. You're not usually a job you give up, you know?
Yeah, right. Not until
So they just rolled out hot dogs in 95 and that was that? It didn't work? Or...
1 year?
They did. They've trickled them. They had them in Chile in 2007. They had them in Toronto in the 90s. I moved my thing, so I'm not on that page anymore, so I can't tell you entirely. But, yeah, they only tried them in Pennsylvania, too. Like, it's just, it didn't make the full market rollout.
They just, like, did testers, and then they were like, well, Indiana didn't like it, so we can't go nationwide. Okay,
Pennsylvania didn't like it.
I can see why you would stop doing that, because you need, like, a lot of different ingredients specifically for a hot dog.
Right.
A lot of what McDonald's does is they take ingredients that they use with other things and they combine it with other things to make a whole new product.
Exactly.
Right, the chicken sandwiches.
Plus a bun plus cheese becomes a cheeseburger. You know, like they can build on top of it. And they couldn't cook the hot dogs in the same place that they cooked
the
other meat.
Why can't they do that? Because
they boil
it's cross-contamination or what? What's the deal?
No, it just didn't work. I don't know.
Just speak to what I think we're... almost touching on is it's usually like a beef processing plant and a hot dog processing plant as opposed to like a processing plant that processes hot dogs and beef and you know what I mean? So if you're already like 100% of your business is going through a giant beef processing plant, then looking for like your new hot dog processing plant is probably a whole different
thing. There's a lot of people who don't eat pork, you know?
Yeah. So
like,
it has to
so
be
the
kept
cross
separate.
Contamination and things like that. But I say everyone needs to just get on the mini corn dog train because you can just throw that in a fucking deep fryer.
They already have a deep fryer. So that's what I was like. The thing that they, when they grill it, they like close it like a panini maker.
Mm.
And the hot dogs are
taller
than
the...
They're
just flipping around in there.
Well, why don't they cut
the
them down the center and unfold them so it's like open-faced hot dogs.
Blasphemous
idea.
Because
you don't want to receive a cut in half hot dog.
Who wants that?
Yeah.
No one wants that.
No,
I feel
like
it would
violation.
Take away the phallic symbol.
They actually do it in a lot of gourmet restaurants now where they slice it down the middle and it's just to get that really good sear and cook it fast. I don't know. I don't really care.
They totally could have done it.
They totally could have.
It's weird.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't want to hear about it. Going along the phallic symbolization then. A step further, I still think it makes it, if it's split in half, now you're just imagining a penis cut in half. No?
Oh, God. I wasn't
doing
that.
I've never imagined
that.
It's a real Theon Greyjoy moment.
Right?
Is there anything else, like, specifically weird about this, Leanne, that they don't serve? Like, I guess they do a McRib, so it doesn't really make sense. Like,
well, that was seasonal, too. They took that away for a long time.
Yeah, but it was still a national rollout.
Yeah, there are two locations currently in the United States that serve the McPizza.
Whoa. The
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I literally turned into a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle for a second when I heard that. Pizza, dude? Whoa!
Yeah. Because it's a whole different ingredients and storing and the different thing that you cook it in. So, yeah, two places nationwide.
Do they do anything special with the pizza? Like, you get fries on it or, like, weird topping, like hamburger toppings?
I gotta imagine it's
there's
only
cheese, pepperoni, and supreme.
It looks... I got a picture here to show everyone, and it looks a lot like an individual
personal
pizza you would get at Pizza Hut or something like that.
You could cook that in your microwave.
I don't know why I expected it to be like significantly smaller. I guess I expected it to be the like same diameter as a double cheeseburger. McPizza, you are my friend.
That would be cool, like little slider size pizzas.
It is really weird to see a pizza sitting next to a box of McDonald's fries. Like, who's getting that value meal? I think that value meal should, like, come with a number for a helpline.
I try it. Throw some fries on top of that pizza.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got
carb loaded.
Yeah.
I'd let you try
it. If it was your one day a year, you ate stuff like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's why
you gotta throw that out there.
You get crazy on that day.
Be a California pizza, like a California burrito.
Yeah.
With the french fries in there.
I thought that was bacon wrapped, made in California.
No.
No, fries in the burrito.
Bacon wrapped burrito?
Yeah, I never heard of that.
A bacon wrapped hot dog was Californian in some way.
That's a street dog.
That's a danger dog. Because it's dangerous. Because they're
cooking
them in like shopping carts.
Okay, I'm not talking street food, but like literally a hot dog wrapped. It was like they named it. There were billboards all around that had. They were like, this is Los Angeles fucking hot dog.
It's pretty not unique, but it's what Los Angeles is known for.
Is what the street meat is.
Yeah.
Because I noticed they all make the same thing and they all charge the same price.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Yeah.
I have to say this, since we're talking about hot dogs, and I don't know if I'll ever get another chance to say this. My family does hot dogs in a fun way, and I feel like if they did it like that, then people would be more into it. But what they do is they cut it in like a swirl.
Yeah, the spiralized.
And so it's like a springy hot dog thing.
I've definitely seen the spiralized hot dog before, and that is a very cool way to do it. I don't know how you would do it on a mass scale, but
I was going
to
say, I doubt very much that McDonald's relies on something that's going to take ingenuity and craftsmanship.
I feel like
workers.
They could figure it out where it just rolls down a thing and it like scores it like swirly around and then when you cook it, it just spreads apart and becomes like a springy dog and it like makes like one hot dog look like a foot long. Like,
so you get your finger caught in the machine.
There's gonna be accidents, Rob.
I just want to clarify, it's not that McDonald's workers could do it, it's that McDonald's doesn't give them incentive to care
about doing that.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's
is where I was going with that. Well, McDonald's. Then Wiener or any other restaurant, you know, swirl your hot dogs up.
Right.
Make them springy.
Give us more hot dogs.
Is there anything else on this mystery?
Well, McDonald's, this isn't like a mystery now, it's just a hole I fell down. So McDonald's like affects the price of meat, right? Like, so that's maybe the reason also they don't have hot dogs is because like they affect like the global or at least
the market,
the national market. And so recently with the tariffs in China, like they stopped buying our pork. So the pork farmers were like, fuck, we got all this pork.
Oh no.
And that is why McDonald's has been offering bacon on shit lately. Mm. Why bacon, you can get bacon fries and bacon on your burgers. It's because it's a luxury item that they couldn't afford before, but pork farmers kind of got fucked. So
McDonald's capitalized.
So
upon
McDonald's
capitalized,
and they like bought up this huge.
I mean, I'll do my part
supply.
And support. You know, eat some bacon.
Yeah, can you chip in a little bit here to save the world?
I guess I'll find a way.
But we're not though. We're supporting McDonald's.
No, I'll just buy bacon
for pork
elsewhere. I'll buy bacon elsewhere.
Because the Chinese didn't want it.
Well, it's not that they didn't want
it. Not at high price.
Right.
I mean, that's a rip.
Well, no, my new market, I'm just going to start shipping bacon, undercutting the market, shipping bacon to China on the DL. So I just send it. Oh, these are letters to my aunt.
Hey, you looking for hogs? I got a load of hogs for you. I'll help you with your bacon scheme.
Got hogs for all occasions. Wedding.
Fancy hogs, dirty hogs, big hogs, little
hairy
hogs.
It was a great bar mitzvah, Dad, but I really wish there was a hog here.
Whoa, bar mitzvah, hogs?
He said, bar mitzvah hogs.
Just see one living and walking around.
He's
yeah.
blessed. He's kosher.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. That'd
like
be
cows
okay.
in India.
Right. Yes.
They just hang out. They just hang out. They live their life. They get milk, but that's
sacred.
It.
Depends on the part, right, of India.
I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some
absolutely.
Places where they eat
Indiana's
beef.
Indiana's the best place.
Indiana. it's the same. Same difference.
Incorrect.
Indiana
is not.
Indiana.
It's a small place.
Yeah.
India is big.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about hot dogs. Are you afraid to eat them because they're phallic?
Have you heard a toxic male tell you that you shouldn't eat them because they're phallic?
Yeah, you should let that baggage go right now.
For High Mystery, I'm Robert.
I'm Holly.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Tristan.
And I'm Colin. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Eat some hot dogs.
Who let the dogs out? Am I right?